Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As their millions of YouTube fans know, when violinist Alexei Gutisman and pianist Hyung Ki Ju take the stage, it won't be your typical classical music concert. Anything can happen. A performance might be interrupted by an urgent personal need.
Sorry, it's really itching. Can you scratch me? Just Oh, it's better. A little lower. Just a little lower. Not that low!
Or a heavy metal rock concert can break out. Well, Gutisman and Ju are going back on tour this Thursday with their show, And Now Mozart. They're with us from New York. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's a great
We're actually thinking
pleasure.
Of changing our show name to Here and Now Mozart.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. Tell us about what it is that you do for people who haven't seen you before. And by the way, we'll link to some videos at hereandnow.org. But give us a sense of what you do exactly.
Well, as Gutisman and Ju, we are a duo. And although we're classically trained musically, we love all kinds of music. And in our show, And Now Mozart, we have homages to rock music and heavy metal and country and western and rap. And we also include elements of dance and theatricality. And there's a lot of slapstick. Basically, you don't need to know anything about music to appreciate our shows.
Basically, what you're trying to say is that we mix music with humor.
That's true. I could have said it.
You could have just said that. You could have just said we mix music with humor.
It's true. Especially we only have 10 minutes.
Exactly. Instead of that, it's this huge roundabout way. And now me talking about it, that's actually even more redundant.
It's redundant.
It's a complete waste of time.
We have just wasted at least a minute of time. But let's listen to one of them here right here. This is Mozart Will Survive that takes a classical spin on the 1970s disco song I Will Survive. Here it is.
Now you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you with that sad face, that sad look, that sad.
So, do the audiences get this, by the way, right away, or does it take a while?
Well, you know what? It's not. You don't need to know that it's actually Purcell, Dido, and Aeneas mixed with I Will Survive. It's kind of funny and fun and strange in itself, I believe. Also, the fact that we try to write our sketches on and our musical pieces on different levels. So, usually people who know what it is laugh, and the people who don't also laugh.
I mean, everybody's heard that kind of choir boy sort of contralto singing in a church to some kind of baroque music.
Yeah. And at the same time, of course, I sing it with a slightly Germanic accent, but not to be confused with the German accent, because it's the Austrian accent, which is slightly different. So Germans are very precise like this, but, you know, this is the Austrian one.
Get out.
I'm going
to be governor of California.
Yeah, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
Well, what's the purpose of this, by the way? As you say, you're both classically trained, but what are you trying to do here?
That is a very good question that we have not figured out yet.
We're just trying to have fun. Yeah. We're succeeding in having fun, and audiences are having fun too. And ultimately, I mean, if there's any kind of message, we just want people to go out and be creative, whether they're creative musically or creative in their lives. That's kind of what turns us on. It's just to be creative.
Yeah, but that's very true. But of course, we do have a bit of some things that we want to do. We do love bringing different types of public to our performances. And when we work with orchestras, which we will do on our tour a lot, we love to involve the orchestra and loosen up some of the orchestral musicians, perhaps. I mean, for example, we're playing with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra, And we will have the violinists and cellists and several other musicians dance and play at the same time, which they're really not used to. We get them to laugh, we get them to cry. It's very interactive with the audience, but also with the orchestras.
I want to play another piece of tape here because this is kind of amazing. Some of these videos are really incredible to watch you do these things, because it would be so difficult just to play this music, let alone play it and do what you're doing at the same time. But here you are, Alexei, you're playing the violin. Hyunki, you keep putting down new music, and you actually run through 5 or 6 songs very quickly. Here it is.
What I'm actually doing there is I'm cleaning while Alexei's trying to practice.
With a mop or a broom.
With a broom, and I'm cleaning, and I'm just into cleaning, and he's just like being drawn by my... I'm just recklessly just sorting out music, and he's just the gormless violinist who just plays whatever's in front of him. So I'm organizing these sheets of music, they're just landing in front of his face, and he just switches because he can't think for himself.
And how this sketch goes on, actually, interestingly enough, then it turns into me starting to play Irish music, and then he starts cleaning under my feet, and this turns into an Irish dance, and this is where the orchestra starts playing, and we get all of these dancers or violinists from the orchestra to we train them to do some Irish dancing, which we'll actually also do in Portland the week after that with the Oregon Symphony
Orchestra. What's the most difficult one of these stunts to do?
The one where we fly and there's no safety net.
Exactly, and we dived off, the Empire
State
Building.
There's nothing really dangerous.
Well, a little bit. I mean, Rachmaninoff had big hands.
That's true.
There's a danger.
There's always a bit of a danger. Yeah, although we've never had an accident.
This is, I have big wooden sticks, which I hand over to Hyunki, which he then takes and plays... because his hands are too small to play the chords on the piano, and then he throws...
Only hands small. Mm-hmm.
And then he throws them back, and I have to catch them. And this is a sketch, for example, that we rehearsed for quite a long time with helmets so that we wouldn't smash our heads in. This is really true.
And gloves.
And gloves, yeah.
So as you know, if you go to a classical performance in the United States these days, the audience is probably older than it's going to be at a performance of another kind of music. Not all the time, but often that's the case. Do you find that your audiences are younger because of what you're doing with the music?
For sure.
Definitely. Yes.
Yep.
And one of the great bonuses that we get through our website or through our social media is a lot of parents and kids writing to us saying that after seeing your show, I started learning the clarinet or the violin, or I went to the opera, or I bought CDs of Brahms, Rachmaninoff. And so there's an interest that's tickled, and they continue. And also with orchestras that have performed with us, they've also written to us and said that the experience was like therapy.
We're basically therapists.
We are. We're musical therapists.
Very strange
ones. And so the next performance they have is Mahler 6 Symphony or whatever, but they carry that same spirit of having fun into their serious musicianship, which is what it's all about.
Of course, it was just slightly perturbing for some of the conductors when the orchestra start dancing during a Mahler symphony. But, that's the price you have to pay.
Well, I know that you don't have your instruments there with you in New York, but you do have your voices, and I know that you do some things with your voices. So can we have a 30-second live performance of something, anything you want?
Yodeling.
Well, the thing is,
yodeling.
We're not exactly singers, but we can do...
Yo, we're Guzman and Jew, yeah. Come to our shows all over the US of A.
I mean, we've never do this. We're not actually rappers, so I'm really apologize about this. But actually, funnily enough, we do have some numbers that do involve rap, where we mix Mozart and Pachelbel with rap. We do go cross-genre very often. And
we just wrote a 12-tone dubstep.
Exactly.
Trance piece.
Where we're mixing literally 12-tone music with dubstep music and then Chopin with trance and rave music. In a way, it's just because it's fun, but also we do have an underlying message, and that message is we want to be rich. No, just kidding. The underlying message is that...
I don't think you get rich with that stuff.
No, probably not, no. The underlying message is that all music comes from the same place. We truly believe that all music originates from the heart and from feelings and also from the same harmonies. So we just loved pointing that out.
That's Alexei Igudisman and Hyunki Ju. They are the comic classical duo Igudisman and Ju. They're going to be on tour of the U.S. starting on Thursday. We've got more information at hereandnow.org. Guys, thanks so much. A lot of fun having you.
We had a lot of fun. And
thanks so much.
Here and Now Mozart, I guess, the new title
there you
of
go.
The show.
Absolutely.
Now comes the rap music, classical music. This can be tasted that could make you sick. But we're dealing with problems that are very concrete. You see them every day when you're walking around on the street. Yo,
gotta see the videos at hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.
Yo, Mozart balls, yeah, chocolate ball. Kids won't listen to Mozart, they don't like drums. No violin, no piano, they just like the drums.